الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا ولا هاديا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. جزه اللهم خير ما جازيت به نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن قومه. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Few months back, I addressed this congregation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, related to family issues. And inshallah, although there is some time, it's been a while, but some kind of follow-up on the same subject, and I'd like to advise myself and everybody here with the advice that's been given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called upon us as believers to be kind to women. And inshallah, in the first khutbah, I'll share a few examples from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we try to mimic this model into our daily life. And the format of the khutbah does not allow room for active interaction with the audience, but I'll try to find a way how to make you think while I'm going through the khutbah. I'd like to take you to the early days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the battle, when Muslims went back and the women were concerned about what happened to their loved ones. And it is the story of a woman. I'm not going to reveal the name at the beginning, but I want to invite you to ponder things and see what type of reaction is expected. So, it was the time of the Battle of Uhud. Muslims came back, and some of the Muslim women did not know what happened to their family members. And this particular Sahabiyya, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got closer to Rasulullah and asked what happened to her family members. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed the news that her brother, his name is Abdullah, he has been accepted as a martyr. So what type of reaction this Muslim woman took when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, "Oh, so and so, speak your word for your brother Abdullah." She replied, "To Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And then she made supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He showers His mercy upon her family, her brother, as well as forgive them. So that was the reaction of this Muslim woman regarding hearing the news that her brother Abdullah passed away. The story goes on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed another sad news, and that sad news is her uncle, Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib, died in this battle. What type of reaction she took? Exactly the same reaction when she heard the news that her brother Abdullah died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and forgive her brother and her uncle at this time. I want you to ponder for 15 seconds. As I mentioned, the format of the khutbah doesn't allow live interaction with the audience. But who's next in the family who died? And what type of reaction this companion is going to take? So just ponder for 2 seconds. If you got it right, after I reveal the answer, that's great. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. If you don't get it, I invite you to pay attention to me during the khutbah to make it up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end with work. Okay, that's complete. Hopefully you have your answer ready. And this third person that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed was her husband. Her husband passed away in this battle. And you know who that person is? It's Mus'ab ibn Umar, one of the great companions. He's the ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina. And to his credit, which is recognized throughout history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with, out of the outcome of his efforts in Medina, almost every household has at least one member who embraced Islam. He's one of the great ambassadors of Islam. And what's amazing about his story, almost several other companions, they lived so long, they become, some of them become Khalifa, Amir, Judge, got great positions. But the reward that's been received by this great companion, he died at an early age in the battle of Uhud. So I'm bringing this story because here, if you take home message, this Muslim woman, his wife of Mus'ab ibn Umair, she took a different stand when she heard the news that her husband passed away. And he's been upset as a martyr. So she started crying at that time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so knowledgeable about what type of reaction a person is supposed to do. And he said, statement, it is well known, إِنَّ زَوْجَ الْمَرْأَةِ مِنْهَا لَبِي مَكَانٍ. So the bond between husband and wife is so great, especially in the eyes of women, that maybe all her life down the road is going to be sometimes a shaky life because of the loss of this great bond, this great connection between her and her husband. And that type of explanation that's been provided by Rasulullah, إِنَّ زَوْجَ الْمَرْأَةِ مِنْهَا لَبِي مَكَانٍ, further invites each one of us to be keen and kind when we treat Muslim women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith that's been narrated by Al-Bukhari, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا, treat women kindly. And here there is some proof provided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when it comes from him, that's the ultimate truth. And he uttered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا, because they were created from a bent rib. And so this type of rib, it's crooked, and what's amazing about the most crooked part of the rib is the top part. So we're not discussing this issue, but take the message from Rasulullah. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran, treat them kindly. And he continues, if you try to be forceful, try to straighten it up, you're going to break it. But continue living with your wife, with your family, and have this positive attitude. You should be forgiven for whatever shortcomings that might come from them, because you're aware of the nature, as explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith that's been mentioned in Al-Bukhari. So that's the invitation by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, to each one of us, to treat women kindly. So he uttered this at the beginning of the hadith, and at the conclusion, فَاسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا. And another saying, and it's been narrated by Muslim, لَا يَفْرُقْ أَيْ لَا يَبْغَضْ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ إِنْ كَرِهَا مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا آخَرٌ. So while you're interacting with your spouse, you may hate a particular character that she might have, which is not generous, which is talkative, whatever, maybe bad quality she might have. Please do not forget that she has so many other good qualities. Okay, so if there's something that you dislike, remember that there are so many other qualities that your spouse might have, and you need to look to those good qualities. And the best example for us is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said in a hadith, he's the best to his family. So, and the best among you is the one who is good to his family, and he's the best to his family. خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, it's not going to be a rosy type of relationship. Expect bumps, but you need to have the proper attitude, as explained by the hadith that I mentioned. So that's a nice example from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'll be bringing more from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with two outstanding wives, in particular Khadija and Aisha. I'll bring them to your pleasure, inshallah. You will enjoy them. I'd like to take you to another side. This is the story of another woman. I don't have the name, but she's married, and her husband was expecting that she will give birth to a boy. And this is common in several areas. People are, I don't know why, but they have a preference for having a boy. So when this particular man realized that his wife did not give birth to a boy, but she gave birth to a girl, he abandoned his wife. Okay? And life goes on. Maybe almost 1 year later, he happened to pass by, and you saw that young girl, especially at a young, like between 1 and 2, they are active, nice looking, appealing. And the mother was playing with her daughter, enjoying having a good time, and she was uttering a few words in Arabic, poetry. I'll share with you, try to translate, you get the message at the end. And this woman was saying, ما لأبي حمزة لا يأتينا. Why do Abu Hamza, that's the name of this person, he happened to be that way, why he doesn't come anymore? And he goes to the house next door. ما بال أبي حمزة لا يأتينا. ما لأبي حمزة لا يأتينا. يظل في البيت الذي يلينا. غضبان ألا نلد البنين. He's angry because I don't give birth to a boy. تَاللَّهِ مَا ذَلِكَ فِي أَيْدٍ. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not up to me to give birth to a boy or a girl. وَإِنَّمَا نَأْخُذُ مَا أُعْطِينَا. So we give whatever we were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, maybe the take-home message from this short story. So that man, when hearing this message from his wife, it was not intended just to, I'm sending you this message, but it happened that way, and he got the message. And he went back and he established good relations with his wife and with his daughter. So oftentimes, the channels of communication between spouses are not working fine, and that will lead to obstruction, so things do not run well, and it may lead to maybe negative consequences. But if the channels of communication are open, that's a good indicator. Things might go back to normal. And the examples that I would like to cite to you are from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start with Aisha, and subhanAllah, if you look closely to several ahadith narration by Aisha, if she was not there, maybe you couldn't have known several particular aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody like her, with this type of interaction that you got in Rasulullah, and with the ability to translate sometimes what maybe a man or a woman won't be able to translate. Allah empowered her with this quality. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe praised her in such a way that whenever you go ahead and read verse of Quran, Surah Al-Ifk, Hadith Al-Ifk, it's a reference to Aisha, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So, first of all, it's a simple one. She said, whenever I go ahead and drink, while she was in her menses, she will go ahead and drink first, and then, for example, pass it to Rasulullah sallam, just to be considerate to his wife. He will try to drink from the same spot that his wife went ahead and drink water. And then if, for example, she was eating a piece of meat, it's not maybe like hamburger nowadays, but there is a mixture between the meat part and with the bone, so mixed together. She will eat first, and then when she passed to Rasulullah sallam, he will insist on eating from the same spot where his wife was eating first. Goes on, Rasulullah sallam, while he was interacting with his wife Aisha, sometimes he will call her by specific name, and most of you might know, instead of calling her Ya Aisha, he will tell her Ya Aish. So that's a good way for getting closer to her, and then maybe that might be her preferred name, that's what she likes. So Rasulullah tried to use this, so you may ponder that if you're a married person, you have similar connection between you and your wife, it might be such a subject, but try to learn from what Rasulullah has been doing and do that. Another occasion, it's been narrated by Ahmed, Abu Dawood, and Nisa'i, and Rasulullah, he was with the companions, and Aisha was with him. She's our hero for today's session. And he asked, Rasulullah asked the companions, move forward, please. So they moved forward, and then he talked to Aisha. I want to raise you. So it was some kind of surprise to her. And they raced. And who was the winner? First round, Aisha was the winner. Life goes on. I know this is a touchy subject also. And I'm quoting her words. I'm using terminology that goes back to those days. But if you say it in today's words, it might be create some controversy or so. Okay? And she said about herself, life goes on. And it was another occasion, Rasulullah approached Aisha, I want to race you one more time. In a few years that separate the two incidents. And she's describing, وَقَدْ, she was described, وَقَدْ حَمَلْتُ اللَّحْمْ وَبَدَنْ, and she gained weight. There are three words people do not like to talk about when some people gain weight. I'll avoid mentioning them from this moment. But in her words, she gained weight. And the race took place, and who was the winner this time? It was Rasulullah. And he said to her, هَذِهِ بِتِلْ. So this new incident, this new victory, goes against your early event. Like nowadays, we have presidential debates. First round went to so, round two went to another person. Same thing with the race between Rasulullah and his wife, Aisha. And while talking about races, all of you know that there's going to be an event. It's been sponsored by some members of our community, and now it has nationwide scope. That is Race to Action. Sister Rihab al-Buli, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon her, upon her family. She died a few years back, and before her, a few other sisters, a few other brothers. But they were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with being affected by cancer, and that this foundation has been created over the last few years, and it's been active, and there are some flyers outside, and I think this coming November there's going to be some kind of race, 5K, 10K. We do have some champions, some of them here. I wasn't a member last time, I didn't participate, but the invitation to everybody, if you can make it yourself or sponsor some other people, invite family members to participate, Race to Action. Is going to take place in November the 3rd. And to support those who are maybe doing research, offering scholarships, so many activities. Okay, the last example that I would like to cite, it has to do with Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah. And Aisha, as I mentioned, she's the star for today's khutbah. She said, despite the fact that Khadija passed away earlier before her, but Rasulullah kept on saying positive things about her. To the extent, and this incident has been mentioned in Al-Bukhari, she said, Aisha said to Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced you with me, with her, and Khadija, and this is how she described her. ما تصنع بعجوز حمراء الشدقين. So what are you going to do with an elderly? She was talking about Khadija, who passed away some time ago, and I'm younger than her, I'm your wife. And Rasulullah, he came to Aisha and he explained, and he made Wallahi, so swearing, but Rasulullah, ما أبدلني الله خيرا منها. And look to his attributes given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Khadija. آمنت بي حين كفر الناس. She believed in me when everybody else did not believe in me. وصدقتني إذ كذبني الناس. So she believed in me, another way to say it, when everybody say I'm lying. وواستني بمالها إذ حرمني الناس. She supported me with her wealth when everybody was not supportive of me earlier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with giving me children, most of the children of Rasulullah, especially the boys, from Khadija on. This is to say, Rasulullah tried to maintain this long relationship between him and his wife, even after she passed away. To the extent that Aisha herself said, from that moment, I decided no more talk about Khadija, except in the positive sense, because she knows the stand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might take toward his wife. So, common denominator among all those stories I mentioned to you, there is a special bond in family relationship. We should strive to strengthen this relationship, and will be driven by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, استوصوا بالنساء خير. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا فإنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I'd like to focus on a second subject, and if program sponsored by the Habib Bourri Foundation calls Race to Action, I'd like to mimic the same title. I want to call upon you, each one of you, call to action for a local issue that we mentioned before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith says, من صنع لكم معروفا فكافئوه فإن لم تجدوا ما تكافئوه به فادعوا له حتى تروا أنكم قد كافأتموه. If somebody has done you good, you need to compensate them for whatever good they have done you. But if you're not able to do that, make supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up until you feel that you responded to whatever good they might have done you. And a few months back from this masjid, we were reminded that we do have these two brothers, two Muslim families, who were, right now, they are jailed, Brother Shaker and Brother Mubarak. And some of their family members are sitting with us here. I want to bring to your attention a hadith by Rasulullah SAW. And he says, النَّاسُ كَالْإِبِلِ الْمِئَةِ لَا تَجِدُ فِيهَا رَاحِلَةِ. People are like 100 camels. From among those 100 camels, you find just one who is suitable for transportation. Put yourself in the environment, the desert, or a peninsula. That's the primary means of transportation. And you need to have from among, let's say, 100 camels, only one of them is suitable for transportation. I'm bringing this, ولا نزكي على الله أحدا, those two brothers and maybe some other members in the community who were involved in relief effort worldwide. So they were involved at the family level, organizational level, to support Muslim cause. And now, while you're attending here, you may have contributed to several Muslim causes that were maybe either administered or called upon by some of these brothers. Maybe your balance without your knowledge, maybe a few years back you may have donated $50, $100, $1,000 to sponsor a hospital somewhere in Africa, in Asia, in other place, or to sponsor having a masjid. We have some neighboring masjid, Jefferson City, Rolla, and others. So those are tools for you to earn ajr. And those family members they talked about, those brothers, got involved to inviting you to those causes. So now the ball is on our side. So their families, they live with us, they go to school, life is not easy. So the breadwinner, primary number one, is no longer there. And several members here of this audience, Jazakumullah Khairan, you went ahead and pledged money to support those families. Okay? And my invitation to you, if you have pledged, please go ahead and honor whatever you pledged. If you were not, if you didn't pledge earlier, this is also an opportunity. And the brothers from the administration will approach you to invite you to go in this direction. There is a piece of poetry that's been mentioned by, it's been attributed, linked to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And I may take permission to slightly modify. This is what I want. وَمَا أَكْثَرَ الْإِخْوَانَ حِينَ تَعُدُّهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ فِي النَّائِبَاتِ قَلِيلٌ. If you count people who might support you, brothers, they were numerous. But when it comes to difficult time, hardship, unfortunately, you find only few. I'd like to take the permission to change this. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ فِي النَّائِبَاتِ قَلِيلُ. I'd like to make two changes. Instead of saying لكن to express but, I would say وَإِنَّهُمْ فِي النَّائِبَاتِ كَثِيرُ. So, if you'd like to be part of this cause, support to this family, please come forward and respond to whatever the brothers might call you after Jumu'ah. So this is a noble cause. While we're living those last 10 days, we're getting close to celebrating Eid al-Adha. So this is a good opportunity. I remind myself to you to do as much good as you can. Least you can do, Siyam Yom Arafah, fasting Arafah on Thursday. And if you couple that with donating this blessed occasion immediately after Jumu'ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will empower you. And maybe those channels of ajr that you might have spread over the last maybe 5-10 years through either those agencies or those brothers that I mentioned earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, maybe when you go ahead and meet him on the day of judgment, you'll find so many maybe in your bank account, which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment, you'll find so many hasanat that you earn by supporting those who used to invite you for doing good. Allahumma afir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Allahumma abad anna su'a bima shi'ta wa kayta shi'ta innaka ala ma tasha'u qadir. اللهم أعنا ولا تعن علينا وامكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا وانصرنا على من بغى علينا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم من أراد بعبادك خيرا فوفقه إلى كل خير، ومن أراد بعبادك شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره. اللهم دمره كما دمرت عادا وثمود برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا مجيب السائلين يا نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وأقم الصلاة.